Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Thursday, everybody. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, we got a little bit of a surprise yesterday, as we did not think that the Hawks, number one, I didn't feel like or think that they would look as good as they did. Again, it was Brooklyn, and I get that. But to start the season off, I think we all had a kind of, you know, reservations about what this was going to look like. And the surprise wasn't Trae Young, guys. Trae's been doing this. The 30 and 12, that's not a surprise. The surprise is double O. Okongwu with a career high. And, you know, you're talking about 28 points, Mike. He was so good. 11 of 12 from beyond, or should I say from the field.
Right.
He missed a shot last night. And, you know, 6 of 6 free throws. Okongwu was doing everything that we've been asking for the last few years.
Yep, we're looking for everybody to elevate their game. And this was a guy that, like, remember, Okongwu, it wasn't like it's a throwaway pick either. You know, when you go back, this guy was drafted 6th overall.
For sure.
This is a Travis Schlenk pick, and it's time. I mean, it's time, you know, to go for it. This is 4th season in the pros. So it looks like, now again, one game, don't overreact to it. But if he can give you something like that, or even average it out to, like, you know, 19, geez Louise, all of a sudden now you got some more offensive firepower. And nothing against Clint Capella, who had 20 minutes last night, but if Okongwu keeps trending like this, you know who we want to see near the basket.
No doubt. He's going to get more run. There's no doubt about it. Hawks win, by the way, 120-116. They made it a game late, like the Nets did.
We started missing, like, we had some bad shot selections, some bad turnovers late, and then they would just come down and foom, 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 instead of bombing threes.
They did.
I mean, it is the NBA, and it's a game of runs, right? But I will say that they did show some composure when it got down to, it was a tie, and then, you know, a single possession game.
Cam Thomas had a big game for them, 36 points. The moment of the night obviously came with the hard foul on Dyson Daniels. That came from Claxton. And you've seen the replay. If you haven't by now, he wound up. It was not a basketball play. Clobbered him in the face. And Dyson chased him right up into the stands, Mike. And was like, yo, we're not going to have that. And everybody was like, kind of on edge. Because, Mike, we haven't seen a Hawk react this way.
No, I mean, got it back to Solomon Hill for somebody who would actually chase somebody and do something about it. So, yes, I love it. And you know me. Everybody's like, you know, you're like a 5-year-old. You want to see fights? No, I just want to see guys step up. I just want to see guys step up for themselves, because this is still, like, it's a contact sport. And if you get punked and let a guy do that to you, sends the wrong message. So my first game, literally watching Dyson Daniels, I said, that a boy.
Yeah.
Freaking loved it.
No, I also think it sends a message to the rest of the league. Like, teams already think we're soft.
Because we are soft.
Okay.
Hopefully that's going to change.
Yes. And the idea is, again, you're not going to see guys getting clobbered like it's the 90s. But if there is a hard foul or unnecessarily a foul that shouldn't happen, guys should react properly. So it was good to see that. But he also played well, Mike. 15 points from a guy that I was concerned about. I told you guys, I was like, can he shoot? Is he going to be able to shoot? 15 points. D was there. He got steals. He got blocks. If he plays like that again, and you start to say, okay, what do these role guys play like? Because that's the point we don't know yet. Rishai Shea, we'll talk about in a second. But, Mike, if he, along with the double O, plays that like that on a nightly basis, we're going to be in good shape. And we'll be in every game. And you know, then you got a closer in Trae, and we'll see where this goes.
Look, it is Brooklyn. They're not expected to be anything. I had a laugh, though, with Ben Simmons. We all know he can't shoot. He can't do anything. Last night, he was walking around like a goon. He's like, fuck. See how quickly Ben Simmons got those fouls last night? I mean, guess what? I got a career arc for you, Ben. Learn how to ice skate. You can play for the Islanders or Rangers and actually serve a purpose in the world of sports. But anyway, yeah, he was a goon last night. Love what I saw, though, from the Hawks. As you said, this is what Trae will do. And whatever that was, failed experiment with DeJounte. Whoever's, you know, you want to blame him. DeJounte, by the way, is going to be missing a bunch of time for the Pelicans. He broke his hand last night. He ran into Zach LaVine. Poof. And he goes down. So either way, Trae, it's back to being his completely and totally Trae's team. Not that it ever wasn't, but now, if there's any doubt, he can do what he wants to do.
404-726-0929. What did you think after the opener? They will play Charlotte tomorrow. We will actually be down there. The show will be leading up to the game tomorrow night against Charlotte. 404-726-0929. Let us know what you think. Also, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Big O, can I hear Trae talk about the first game? And then I want to hear him talk about Brooklyn's hard fouls, because there were a couple more after that incident with Dyson. And, you know, things got chippy, but, you know, composure is the key, right? You got to keep your head about yourself, especially when you're leading in a game like this. And this is a team that you probably should beat. As Mike's point, this is not a good team. They're not going to be one of the best teams in the East. Here's Trey talking about the first game.
It was a good, good first game for us. I mean, that was our first fourth quarter we played all summer. We didn't play any fourth quarter, so it was good the way we executed down the stretch and things like that, because that was important, and we've been focusing on that in practice. So that was just one game.
Now, listen, I don't want to over-exaggerate this, but it seemed like he was having fun to me, Mike.
Yeah, I just think the DeJounte Murray thing and we joked around about it yesterday. All these guys, like, you guys are making – no, because it was a bit of a soap opera, because it never worked right. The commitments that were made verbally to the coaching staff, the prior coaching staff, were never seen through, and I'm done blaming and pointing fingers. It's over. But now you're right. Just let the man do his thing. And if you get him some defensive help, then he's not as much of a liability in the half court. Let's go to work. I mean, maybe we should have tried that the first time. Just beef up the defense around him, as opposed to taking a guy that puts the ball out of his hands. He didn't want to play without the ball in his hand.
I don't know if he'll say it. Maybe he will at some point. I just feel like he was having fun last night. Mm. Smiling, joking, playing, you know, with the passion, but also just the freeness that we've seen him play with. Mike, the floater's there. I mean, that felt like it went away a few years ago. Like, where's the floater?
Almost hit one before the buzz. You see that one? It just came
absolutely
up a little bit short.
Yeah, so, I mean, that to me is what I saw. Now, we'll see how it goes. But if he's playing free like that, Trey's dangerous. Because that's the Trey Young we all fell in love with.